The six Pioneer homes around the state do not administer free prescription medicines to disabled veterans who reside there. Instead, the residents are required to purchase their medication from those state-assisted living facilities. Legislators trying to change the practice are finding a knot between the state and federal agencies. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Free or partially paid for medicine is available to veterans directly from the Veterans Administration if they've been declared more than 50% disabled. However, those medicines must be prescribed by a VA doctor and they must be obtained from a VA pharmacy. From there, they come in medicine bottles like those used by local pharmacies. If the veteran can take the medicine without nursing help, there's no problem. But staff at the Pioneer Homes can only distribute medicine that has been packaged for individual doses. Their system is safer and avoids errors. That forces residents to buy their medicine from the state instead. In a letter to Homes administrators last week, Nancy Dahlstrom and Bill Wilikowski, chairs of the House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committees, along with Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra, offered to work with the administration to change that practice. Guerra says the problem must be solved for those who count on it.
You cannot tell a disabled veteran that even though they're entitled to free prescription medicine, you know, a sort of tiny bonus for what they've given to the country, that we're going to still make them pay for it. And that's the policy right now. You're entitled to free meds, but for those disabled veterans who can't administer it themselves, the Pioneer Home policy right now is to charge them for their prescription drugs.
Pioneer Homes Director David Cote says he's been working with the VA since last spring, trying to find a way for the free medicine to get into the state system.
When I look at should we be giving somebody a financial break, but perhaps have the liability of making a medication error, which could greatly harm a person, then, I would side on the side of safety every single time.
The legislators and Cody say there are options available, but none right now that both the VA and the Pioneer Homes can accept. If the VA would allow the state to fill the prescriptions, they'd then have to give them to the state at no charge. If the state were to repackage the medicine into individual doses, they'd have to have information they cannot get, including a manufacturer's license and expiration dates. And finally, if the state were to simply decide to provide free medicine at state expense to avoid the VA system, a VA doctor would still have to prescribe and to bypass the VA's pharmacy. And Cody says that one federal rule is the first and biggest obstacle to any change. Cody says it's not just about the Pioneer Homes. He's found that without the VA's willingness to make any change in its own system, a resolution is not likely. Guerra says he believes there are ways to deal with the problem, and he's ready to introduce legislation if that's what it takes.
Just a solution has to happen. The question is, what's the solution going to be?
Wilikowski, Dahlstrom, and Guerra are scheduled to meet with Cody and Health and Social Services officials next week to go over the options that are still available to them. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.